little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hey, this is H.C. McIntyre, and this song's called Baby's Got the Blues.
H.C. McIntyre has a complicated relationship with the American South. It's where she grew up, but it's also a place whose politics she doesn't necessarily get along with. I held on to the bottle. This has become the subject of her debut solo album, Lionheart. With a bit of help from Riot girl Kathleen Hanna, she's put together a record that challenges the heteronormative rhetoric of country music. She swung by Midori House while on a recent tour with Angel Olsen, whose band she also plays in.
Well, I grew up in a really small town in the western part of North Carolina. There's like no zip code, or there's like one blinking light. That kind of thing is real. So I grew up there. All my family lives on one road. named after my grandpa, and they still live there. Yeah, so there's a family farm. Everyone huddled around, built houses around, so I grew up with a lot of farm animals and got pretty dirty. But yeah, just very country and beautiful, also complicated politically, culturally, but a wonderful place to grow up.
And with the whole complicatedness with that politically and socially, how was your relationship with that?
That's kind of, I think, what inspires me to write at all right now. I love my heritage. I love the land. I'm so proud to be a Southerner, but it's complicated. I'm queer, and so it was really strange growing up, and I mean, to be out was not even an option, really. It was a really dangerous thing, and so I didn't really come out until I left home, but there's a lot of racial tension. The things that you hear about, probably over here. And I grew up in a really religious house. My folks actually work for Billy Graham, the evangelist. So, yeah, Southern Baptist roots. And, I mean, I'm a progressive. It's a really conservative area. But an area where there's a lot of love and a lot of heart, you know. It's just, so my whole kind of quest has been to find a middle ground.
The song's called Red Silo.
Back when this whole town smelled like tobacco, back when we thought this would last forever, hell bent on swearing that we'd never let a good love go. Leave that fire behind the red silo. You gave me dancing in the light. Thought of all of the times we tried to get it right. Had a rush and silver bells, hickory stripes.
So, do you think that Lionheart is kind of like an ode to where you grew up, or is it more of a kind of rekindling with it? Because I suppose you've had a couple of decades not being there so much, being on the road, being on tour, seeing the rest of the world. Do you find that writing this record re-established your relationship with where you grew up?
I think so. To me, this feels like the most personal thing I've written. It's taken, I feel like a lot of the narratives in here are directly to my family. You know, it's a really vulnerable thing for me. And there's sort of some pleading, I guess, on a couple songs, but, you know, in a poetic way. Of just, like, trying to capture that yearning of wanting your worlds to collide and feel like home in both places.
So this must have been quite an important record for you to make as a solo artist, because I know you've been in other bands in the past as well. What spurred you on to go alone?
It's taken over a decade, I think, of slowly building up the confidence to do it. It's a scary thing. One reason this record even was made was Kathleen Hanna really helped me and encouraged me to kind of step out and kind of go at it alone a little bit. And
what was her relationship with this album? What did she put into it?
I'm also in a band called Mount Moriah, and her band, the Julie Ruin, I organized a rally in back home where I live. I worked at the time for Girls Rock North Carolina. It's an incredible nonprofit that like teaches girls and women how to play music. And so I'd asked her band to come down, and then we just kind of hit it off and kept in touch. And she was like, you need to make a solo record, and I want to help you in any way I can. So when you're in New York, come see me. And I was touring up there with Angel Olsen, and I did. And she, it was pretty incredible. She listened to just loads and loads of demos and helped steer me into the country direction, actually. I wasn't sure what kind of record I was going to make, but she would help even do some writing and arranging, and I would say she's pretty instrumental in this record.
Back when we thought this would last forever, hell bent on swearing that we never let a good love go. Leave a fire behind the rain, silo. Leave a fire behind the rain, silo.
This is Quartz in the Valley.
Roll on in, honey, thick as fog. Shuffle me up like a catalog. Lay down the law in your fraying chiffon. Dance in the bramble with the morning light. All across the holler till you hear it right on red dirt line. Setting sun's on time. Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your bones? Smoke like a dragon from the hosiery where my daddy's mama works, and she was 17 era head. So tease, and now Quartz in the Valley. Picture of a wedding gown, hidden in the attic with a plastic crown, like a lost and found of a small ghost town. Can you feel?
Teeth pulled off,
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was H.C. McIntyre, and her album Lionheart is out now on Merge Records. The show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Next week we'll have music by British group Low Island, so do join us then. Thanks for listening. Can you feel